Hello, I'm Pete Wiley from the Mighty Wah, part-time rock star, full-time legend. Welcome to this audio guide, which will take you on a journey to some of the sights and sounds associated with Liverpool's musical past and present, from the Beatles to the Bunnymen and beyond. Liverpool's acknowledged by the Guinness Book of Hit Singles as World Capital of Pop, for producing more number one hit singles than any other city around the globe. Liverpool's Wall of Fame in Matthew Street celebrates this achievement, featuring 56 Liverpool number one chart hits since 1952. The musical talent of the city has been at the forefront of every genre in every decade since, through bands such as Elvis Costello and the Attractions, The Teardrop Explodes, my band The Mighty Wah, Echo and the Bunnymen, OMD, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Christians, The Lightning Seeds, Atomic Kitten, The Zootons, The Dead 60s and The Coral. Liverpool also has an impressive programme of musical events, including Liverpool Summer Pops, Africa Oye, and the internationally renowned Matthew Street Music Festival, which showcase the city's musical magic. The trail takes in the heart of the city's historic Cavern Quarter, which was the setting of the revolution in rock and roll called Merseybeat, which took place in the 60s, and which continues to the present day. The tour also visits the site of famous Liverpool clubs such as Eric's and The State from the 70s and 80s. It will introduce you to the heart of Liverpool's nightlife around Wolstenholme Square, where in the 90s the Cream era took centre stage, and also takes in the vibrant night spots and live music venues of today. Your walk will take you to the Liverpool Hope Street Quarter, to Paul McCartney's former school, now the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, before leading you back into the city centre. To follow the walk, please use the downloadable map which accompanies this guide. And please remember, where possible, to use designated pedestrian crossings and take care when crossing roads en route. Begin your walk at the OA Place on Whitechapel, Liverpool's new tourist information centre and multimedia centre, offering a range of services including tourist information, accommodation and attraction bookings, event information, ticketing, gifts and souvenirs, and a wide collection of Liverpool music. Turn left onto Whitechapel, then right down Stanley Street to the Eleanor Rigby statue at the side of the Met Quarter. The Eleanor Rigby statue was sculpted and unveiled by the artist and musician Tommy Steele as a thank you to the people of the city for all the happy moments he had spent here. He placed a number of objects inside the figure which had magical properties. An adventure book for excitement, a page from the Bible for spiritual guidance, a clover leaf for good luck, a pair of football socks for action, and a poem for love. Continue along Stanley Street to Victoria Street. Using the pedestrian crossing, walk to the opposite side of the road, turn left, then right into Temple Street. Hidden beneath Liverpool's long and winding roads at 13 Temple Street was a music venue known as the Iron Door. During the early and mid-1960s, music fans poured into the door of this warehouse to the basement. A plaque now commemorating its location is on the right. And in the 1980s, Teardrop Explodes used the same place as a location for their club zoo. Continue along Temple Street onto Dale Street, then turn left, crossing Princes Street to the junction of Dale Street and North John Street. Cross North John Street and continue along Dale Street to the State Ballroom building, which is located behind a large blue door on the left. In the 1980s, the State was one of the venues offering big club nights in Liverpool. Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Relax video was filmed there, as were scenes from the film Letter to Brezhnev. In 1988, nightclub entrepreneur James Barton experienced acid house in London and decided to take it to Liverpool. He set up Daisy in the State, where Steve Proctor and Andy Carroll were the DJs. And the State was also the temporary home to Garlands when it burnt down in 2001. Now based in Ebbale Street, off Dale Street, Garlands is at the heart of Liverpool's gay quarter, along with the G-Bar, the Masquerade in Cumberland Street, Paco's and the Navy Bar on Stanley Street, to name but a few. Garlands is the biggest gay club in the city and opened on the 24th of June 1994. It started as a gay weekly but rapidly came to symbolise a new cosmopolitanism in the city, welcoming people of all sexualities, races and cultures to socialise together. Retrace your steps and turn right along North John Street, crossing the junction with Victoria Street to the entrance to Matthew Street and the future site of the Hard Day's Night Hotel.